With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens.
Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, oh my goodness. I am so excited for the guests we've got this week. Please let everyone know who is joining us.
She's an actor and a writer. You know her from the musical comedy duo Aaron and Melissa. She's a frequent co-host of the Dumbbells podcast, and she was recently on the Nickelodeon show Danger Force. It's Erin McGowan.
Woo-wee! Yeehaw! That's true. Wow. All of it's true.
Okay. You said that while whipping a lasso over your head.
Sometimes people call me Arrow instead of Arrow.
No, I believe you're our most rootin' tootin'est guest we've ever had.
So far. Thank you. Yes. Did I say yeehaw? Is that what
you did say?
I did do that. Now, I'll blame my Grand Canyon mug for that. I was feeling very.
Is it a project or blurst, as they say?
I don't know. It has like horses on it. So maybe that's why I felt like it was like, gotta, you don't wrangle horses. Anyways, let's get to
it. I don't. I
was on TV. So that is, I am riding high on this moment in my life. This is first time. And wow, my parents got Nickelodeon on there.
Just for this occasion.
Finally. And then there's like, me and Melissa play wives. And The only reason you would know we play wives on this is because I say, my beautiful wife and I have written a song for you. And I like didn't tell them up front. And then they were so cool and casual about it. And I was like, look at my parents trying to be young and like in and like down. Like,
not
like,
shocked.
Oh. Yeah, not shocked. Honestly, I was like, we lived together for 12 years. They were probably like, we knew it. I wondered. Yeah, we wondered.
One of your parents passed the other one $100 bill. And we were like, all right.
She's using this episode of Danger Force to come out to us.
Exactly. While married to a man.
You know, you're progressive.
She was just waiting to book something to tell him.
Yeah, I've been waiting so long. Ugh.
I can't live my truth until I'm above the line. That's all I do.
That's true.
So, anyway.
Did they give you a fun costume? It sounds like Danger Force. It sounds like superheroes, I'm assuming, Action Squad.
The little kids are the superheroes. But we just got to dress like hippies, you know.
Fun.
I was so excited to get my hair and makeup done because it's during the pandemic. So like no one has touched my hair or makeup almost a year. And so I was like, oh, I can't wait. Like someone's going to do my hair and makeup. And then they were like, we want you guys to look as bad as possible. So like they just gave me like two tiny braids in the front of my face, which as a redhead, it doesn't read. Like you can't really see the braid. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, as light of makeup as humanly possible. And I was like, I'm on TV. Give me something.
I want a spray tan.
Yes.
Make me look like Kristen Chenoweth. Or I'm out of here.
Yes. So that was
notoriously tan Kristen Chenoweth. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, her in that holiday movie. Did you guys see this on Netflix?
The one holiday movie?
Yeah, they like go through all the holidays that they're
Holidate. Yeah. I did see Holidate.
And Kristen Chenoweth was crazy tan in that movie.
She's crazy.
Sure.
And crazy, but crazy tan. Good.
The only thing
God.
I remember from that movie is like they would say, like, someone, a character, the main character said, oh, I need a holiday. And then someone else says, what's that? It's a date for the holidays. Like, it's one of those words.
I figured that out.
Yeah. Even if you've never heard it before, I think you immediately understand what it means.
And then the writers just high five and die. That's yeah. what happens.
They explode.
Done for the day.
And forever. And done.
Aaron, do you like going to like a wedding? Are you like a fan of like weddings?
I do love a wedding. I love a wedding movie.
We're not there yet. Pump the brakes.
Sorry. I wrote The Holiday.
Oh, high five.
Yeah. I do love weddings. I like seeing how people do weddings.
Like what their choices are.
Yeah, what their choices are. I think it's so I think no wedding you go to is going to be perfect. And so it's It's fun to see like where people's like problem areas are. but because no wedding's perfect, it's usually not like the end of the world, but it's like,
right.
Like I've just ordered so many pizzas after dinner after a wedding, because you're starving.
Right.
Well, they also tend to be long. So it's like they should give you two meals. You know?
Yeah.
I went to a wedding in Ireland that was like it was a castle, but it was mostly a hotel and an old castle. Right. But it was like fun that when it came to the dancing, which is like after dinner and all that stuff, like an hour into the dancing, they brought out platters of just like cheese sandwiches.
Oh,
and you're like,
gosh.
I didn't even know I wanted this. And then it's here. And I'm like, this is perfect.
You're dancing with the cheese sandwich.
Yes. It was the best. Like, oh. You need that second, like, a savory snack after the cake.
I do think so. Like, I was supposed to have a wedding this last year.
What happened?
And, you know, what did happen? God, what was it? No,
they
COVID-19.
Delayed Black Widow, and there went your theme.
We swore we wouldn't get married. I wouldn't come out to my parents until I booked a gig, and we're not getting married until Black Widow comes out.
Can finally get its time. So it was a part of the planning was that they offered a like second meal, like it's like a snack to go, yes. Essentially.
Perfect.
And I was like, oh, this That's is cool. Like it's starting to be a trend. I think to get that kind of kick as you leave,
yeah.
even like coffee or whatever, you know.
Oh,
mm-hmm. A little Sanka.
Yeah,
I did go to a wedding once where the ceremony was 3 hours long, and then we only had an hour of dancing, and it was time to go. I was like, the math worst. Of this is entirely off.
What? That's what did horrible. You do for 3 hours? Was it
we
a Catholic wedding?
It was Jewish.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
so
okay.
Many
they
speeches.
Can be long, yeah. Then they have to go around in a circle each other seven times.
The best way is like make the ceremony short and then have a lot of food and drink.
Around the city, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. That's, I think, what I'm excited about now, because Jason and I got just courthouse married. So we're going to do a reception, but I still like, I want like my nephews to wear like a little suit. So like, I'm still going to make everything happen. Like the ceremony part, quote unquote, but it's going to be just real quick. High five. And then we're just going to party until we die, because that's what everyone is going to do.
Everyone will be ready for.
Well, at that point, after this.
People will be like, I haven't been around people for so long, and they'll just explode from excitement.
I know. I can't wait. God, I can't wait. But I have to. I have to wait. So
you have to wait.
I gotta wait. Worth it. You gotta do it.
No, but yeah. So I love any movie about weddings. It has like a easy arc, you know.
Yeah,
like
very
there's
much so.
It's sure. It's
like a
just,
sports movie in a way.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, it ends on the game, and who wins the game, and there you go.
Yeah.
Have
so
you
I
ever
think...
watched TLC's Four Weddings?
Yes, I love that.
It's so good. If you like seeing where things went wrong,
yes.
It's great.
Yes. That show is so hard to like I want to be on that show, but I don't want the judgment.
You don't want the critique,
but you don't want it to air.
Yes. So that's just kind of what I do privately is when I go to weddings, I like privately judge all the things. And then I'm like, which wedding was the best? We'll never know.
We'll never know. You'll take those secrets to your grave.
To the grave, baby.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love every wedding show. I try not to get too attached to any show because it will eventually, you know, destroy you. It will end and you'll be sad.
You mean the end? Yeah. It sounds like you get really invested in shows that you watch.
You know, you should watch the news.
Yeah, that never ends.
No, but like I love
The Simpsons. You could ride or die with that.
That's true. The Simpsons is my jam. There was like a David Tutera wedding show, and I loved it so much. And it only lasted like a season and a half. And I was like, come on, I need this. And then they like tried to take David Tutera everywhere, and I was like, no, he's a wedding guy. He doesn't do baby showers.
He doesn't know from babies.
He doesn't. He knows a big party for a wedding thing. That's all.
That's all we want. Yeah. Speaking of big party wedding things.
Oh, there we go. Very nice.
The laziest, nice. Easiest layup. Today, we're talking about
the
wedding singer. John, what's the deal with the wedding singer?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with the wedding singer. It was directed by Frank Coraci and written by Tim Herlihy. And it tells the story of Robbie, a wedding singer, and Julia, a waitress, who are both engaged, but to the wrong people. Luckily, fortune intervenes to help them discover each other. The film stars Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, and Christine Taylor. It was released on February 13th, 1998, and made $123.3 million off a budget of $18 million. Not too shabby. The film received generally positive reviews. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 69 score.
Nice.
Saying it is decidedly uneven and surprisingly sappy for an early Adam Sandler comedy, but The Wedding Singer is also sweet, funny, and beguiling. And it was later adapted into a stage musical on Broadway in 2006, running from April to New Year's Eve of that same year. And that is the deal with The Wedding Singer.
So, Aaron, we asked you to pick a movie. Why The Wedding Singer?
Well, I know. So I love like 10 movies and have them on DVD. Mm. And then I like other movies, but like I like know The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
I've seen it a lot. It's in my top five favorite movies. For a long time, it was my favorite movie.
Okay.
But then I was like, maybe just try other favorite movies.
No, you found the one.
I'm trying out a new favorite.
But it's just like consistently, it has like good memories from like my high school, college years. And it's like been on TV a million times and you just like catch it and you just like, I just like can't stop watching it. I love it. It was like the movie I remember making my brother, I tried to quote the entire movie.
Oh my God.
And I made my brother sit there and listen to me and tell me when he thought I was wrong. And then we would turn on the movie to see. So like,
wow.
I think How'd this you is do? Like, not, I mean, not good, but I, but like that first like wedding scene with like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Where he comes in and he's like, I'm the best wedding singer or I'm the best guitar player in the world. Like I would like try to make it through that whole scene. That was like how that's really as far as I got because probably it's really boring. But it was like, that's this movie in my life. So I had a couple other options, but I was like, The Wedding Singer. I love it. It's fun. And I don't know if it will work in this like scale system that you guys have, but I can't wait to see.
What more could we ask for?
Exactly.
John, what's your history, your baggage, your deal with The Wedding Singer?
What's my plus one with The Wedding Singer? I had never seen it before. So this last night / this morning was the first time I watched it. I think it's a very delightful little comedy, very sweet. I would say... And it was funny. I knew that it was a musical that they had made a musical of it, which I've never seen. But I saw on the Tony Awards their opening number, and upon seeing that number, I was like, this can go low on my priority list. I don't need to run out to see this one. Which was surprising because watching it this time, I was like, oh, if any movie like cried out to be an actual like a jukebox musical where you actually are using the songs, because it was all original songs that were just trying to sound like 80s songs. And so I kind of was like, like so much of The Wedding Singer, even the movie itself, like it came out in the late 90s. Like it's about sort of like the fun and the nostalgia of the 80s. So it's like, why not just use those songs when you make a stage musical of it? I think that would be so much more effective and popular because like that's just so baked into the like the premise of the whole movie. Anyway, I thought the movie was sweet and delightful. And I enjoyed watching it. Am I going to run out and watch it again? No. Will I buy it on DVD? Probably not. When was the last time I bought a DVD?
No. You got that special edition Grease and a leather jacket and said, you're done.
That's true. I know. It's like, no more space for anything else. But yeah, but it was a sweet little movie. How about you, Mark? What is your, what's your history with The Wedding Singer?
I believe I saw in the theaters when it first came out.
Hell then, yeah.
Hadn't seen it since.
Okay,
was it just as magical? You were like, this was such a perfect night. I don't want to ruin it.
I was never like a huge, like I never, when he came on Saturday Night Live, that's when I was like ending. Cause I started with like Phil Hartman, Jan Hook Nord, like that was my, when I first got into SNL. And then whenever the new cast starts from when you started, you're always like anti the new cast, whatever. That's how SNL works when you're a teenager, you know?
Yeah.
So I just never got into, like, I've never seen Billy Madison. I've never seen Happy Gilmore. Loved Uncut Gems and Punch Drunk Love.
Sure.
Oh, God. I hated Uncut Gems.
Very stressful.
Oh, my God.
So watching The Wedding Singer again this time, I was like, it's fine. It just isn't for me, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's sweet. I've seen worse movies. It's better than Just Friends. I'll give you that.
That's true.
Oh, thank you.
But like Drew Barrymore's cute. I saw like Carrie Fisher did like a 6 months of a rewrite on this to make the female characters more intelligent. I'm not sure where that work went, but
well, imagine where it started from. If this is what we got.
True. Yeah.
I also feel like it doesn't go far enough with the 80s. Like it does. It looks more like a 90s movie than an 80s. It's definitely like a late 90s movie with like
like
sprinkling
some 80s fashion
of 80s. Yeah. Where's the mall? That's my question.
Well, I'll say this. I was born in 84. So when this came out in 98, I don't even think I saw it for a couple of years. And I remember being like, oh, the 80s. Like I didn't know enough about the 80s to know that it wasn't really 80s, if that makes sense. Like I was like, checks out. Yep.
Well, so Aaron, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movies ever, and we have a very complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge these movies. We're going to go through a ton of categories, and at one point, you are going to come up with a category, and it will be added to the wheel.
Oh,
what
is
that? Does that make sense right now? No, it doesn't, but it will when we get to it. So just keep that in the back of your mind that you are going to have to come up with a category. So we're going to go through it. This is our current. Should we do the top five? I'm wondering. It might make more sense to do the bottom five. I don't think there's a chance of this cracking the top 10.
Let's do the bottom five.
Let's do the bottom. This is the bottom five. So this is what you're avoiding. All right. With a 16 tied with a 16.10 at 87 and 88 are Good Will Hunting and When Harry Met Sally. And then the third lowest with a 16.12%, Kramer versus Kramer. Second lowest, 16.44%, What About Bob? And the current fifth lowest rated, I don't know how to word that, 19.07%, Sabrina, 1995.
Wow. Okay, so I don't want to get in that list.
Yes.
No.
So how do you think you'll score
overall?
How
gay do you think The Wedding Singer
is? I don't know. I mean, maybe just like 40%.
Okay.
It's like, okay. I don't know. I can't imagine it's in the 70 and up.
You don't think it's gayer than Grease 2?
I guess, I don't, probably not.
Fair enough.
I haven't seen Grease 2, so I'm really just going off of what I would imagine Grease 2 would be like.
Fair.
Well, the title alone is gayer.
Okay, fair. So yeah, I would say 40, maybe I'll just get like lucky it's right in the middle, 50.
Fair enough. All right, so our first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we're each going to give it a score between 0 to 100, and then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. So the first one, Aaron, how would you rate The Wedding Singer on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters? Well, there's George, I think, right? Alexis Arquette is George.
Yeah. And
the,
we never...
What about Sammy? The, like, Adam Sandler's, like, male friend with the mustache?
No, because he ends up with, like, Christine Taylor at the end.
Yeah.
No, he does. Okay. Because there was a weird thing where I was like, are he and that old man going to hook up? It's sort of, they sort of, like, slightly
flirted. They're friends.
There was no way that an Adam Sandler comedy in the 90s was going to have a gay relationship that was also a May-December relationship. But, you know, like, if they were to make it now, they might play with that idea. But, yeah. But for a moment, I was like, what is going on with this guy?
I know. I think there's a moment where that the mustache friend is dancing. Is dancing.
Oh, with like the chef.
Mm-hmm. But I think that guy just like wants to be touched. I don't know that he cares right. by who
He's
necessarily. So that's why maybe you felt that from the grandpa old man. You know, like I'm like, maybe. He's that
to me,
lonely.
That moment felt more like emotional friendship vulnerability than like actual sexual energy.
Yeah, but that could lead somewhere.
Sure.
You know?
But I don't think this movie overall had like a strong sexual energy vibe, like even between Adams and Drew Barrymore.
True.
It's very
Maybe
sweet.
That's why I loved it, you know?
Has Adam Sandler ever been like horny in a movie?
Horny? I think, was he horny in Big No, walk me through horny, okay? No, he in Big Daddy, is he horny? I feel like
I hope
like,
not.
No, because he's like in, I don't know.
Little Nicky?
Like,
I've never seen
it. Oh, maybe Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, that makes
I haven't
sense.
Seen it either, but
that also sounds like a bad movie to be like super horny with Little Nicky.
Ew.
Isn't that a child?
No, it's the devil, right?
No, he's like the devil's son.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. The devil's
you could
horny.
Touch him, sure.
Get
the
it.
Devil's literally horny.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively, you guys.
So what do we think? Actual gay characters in the way? I think it's just Alexis Arquette, who really has no lines, but
a lot of screen time. A
lot of screen time.
Right. Plays
mostly
a trombone.
To supply audiences to cringe.
I know, which is
unfortunate.
So yeah, I guess just
but they
like,
do get
what?
To try on a wedding dress, which is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, so what's like So what's the scale? 0 to 100?
0 to 100.
And
yeah.
So like what so if there's no gay characters, then what's it like a 10%?
I think there's at least
How
one.
Are you
there's
in math?
One.
I'm not that wasn't in
so
the email.
Zero,
I
give
am
it a
not
10?
Good. Okay. Yeah, if there's zero. But there's one sort of.
Right.
Yeah.
It's never
I don't think
addressed.
It's zero.
So it's like I'd say 10 to 20.
Well,
points.
15?
15.
I need an exact
I like
number.
It. I like it. 15. Let's go 15.
15.
I'll go 12 for Alexis Arquette.
I'll go 15 for Alexis Arquette.
Yes.
I'm giving it 14, which
Woo!
Is 21 points less than The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was our last movie. All right. Next category, drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch The Wedding Singer and come away with a whole book of ideas?
I
think do think there's
so.
Like fun 80s looks. Like the sister, Christine Taylor, has like really has fun like Madonna, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, but I always thought about the two, but I feel like they're already references. Like everything she's doing is right. references. So it's like hard to be like, oh, that's the inspiration. It's like you're being inspired by the other. You know what I mean? Like it's someone, it's like the copy of a copy, if that's what's
sure.
happening.
So I think yes, I would almost give this one like a whole 100.
100?
Because...
I mean, you gotta see more movies.
We're gonna send you some DVDs after this.
A little thing called
episode.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Thank you. Send those DVDs. I have a Blu-ray player.
Okay,
no,
bragging.
No, I know. No, I guess that makes sense, John, about the copy of a copy.
But it is just, you would be inspired, like, if you're, like, bored, a blank slate going in, and you want to put on The Wedding Singer, and like, oh, the 80s,
Your baby
that
drag
could be a
queen.
Fun thing. You
right.
know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
I think
Adam Sandler's blue jacket is kind of, I do think you would recognize that from the blue jacket he wears in the first scene. I think it's, like, on the poster, too. I think that is, like, oh, that's, like, the wedding, like, if you did, like, a modified mullet or something, there's something.
Yeah, I think that there is something, and I think that should be... what we focus on.
Absolutely. Let's focus on things in the movie. not things that aren't
okay,
in the movie.
So I will give this one a 25.
A 25.
Yeah, it had more than gay characters, but not a lot.
More drag queen inspiration than there yes. are gay characters.
Which the drag queens would see something they want to wear more than seeing themselves in this movie. Yeah, I'll go 15.
15.
Frick.
I don't know, I'll go 20.
You can say fuck. This isn't Nickelodeon.
I know, I just think frick is so funny. I say frick all the time. I don't know. Here I am.
Hey, you gotta know your brand. Giving it a 20 in drag queen inspiration. All right, the next category, gay icons. How would you rate The Wedding Singer in gay icons?
How would, what's a,
what's a, who's a gay icon?
Or like, what's that mean?
Someone gay people consider iconic. Like, you know, like your classic Cher, your classic.
But would,
you know,
would Billy right. Idol count? He
no.
wore eyeliner.
I don't. Yeah, I.
Does I mean, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore might, or Alexis Arquette. I think
Alexis Arquette.
More.
Okay.
I think
okay.
Drew Barrymore for sure. Anytime former child troubled child actor becomes like
the gays love that. That
and
archetype.
Now she has her talk show. It's like really bonkers.
Okay.
I think a very small percentage for Christine Taylor, mostly for her iconic work as Marcia in the Brady sure. Bunch movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one's sounding better. So I'm going to give this one like a 60.
A 60.
I still think it's pretty low. Like yeah. Drew Barrymore, like I like her. I have nothing against her, but I don't feel like I'm like, yes, Drew Barrymore.
Really? Boys from yeah. the Side? On the side.
Boys
sorry.
From the side.
Boys from the side.
Boys from the side. Girls from the from center.
Boys from the center.
I'll give it
a new
a
podcast.
43.
Oh, that's so specific. What got those three extra?
I mean, I'm trying to like challenge myself not to do round numbers so much.
Oh, I like that challenge. Okay.
I'll also do 60. I think there's a cumulative
yes!
effect. I think there's some like fun gay songs on the soundtrack. You know, anytime you got New Order, that feels
true.
Pretty gay to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Giving it a 54.33. All
oh
right.
Oh my God.
The next category, the male gaze. And in this category, we mean how horny is the camera for the male form?
Well, it goes back to the camera wasn't that horny.
No.
Right?
At all.
So I don't know that it was horny for either.
We do get a brief shot of Glenn, the evil
yes.
boyfriend,
oh, yeah.
in his underwear on, you know, he's lying on his stomach, but you get a little butt shot.
Yeah,
some
that
thighs,
was
nice meaty thighs.
A literal there. Brief shot.
Indeed,
yeah,
a brief
literal
shot.
Literal brief shot. He did have good legs.
Definitely.
He's nice and beefy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Piece of shit.
Is as a person?
The character,
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, as oh, a yeah. character. I don't know him personally. Okay, so that's one.
That's one
shot.
Yeah.
I think that's about
anything
it.
Else?
We get a little bit of Adam Sandler nipple at one point. It was when
he wakes up in the
when
morning.
When he wakes up and his former fiance is there and she's like, "We're back together again."
When she comes okay. back for her plot purposes?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, when the bad guys close in.
Oh, you read Save the Cat.
Oh, I've read it. Oh, yeah.
He got the thing he wanted in Act One. He has it now, but is it what he needs?
Yeah.
And will he get it? We'll never mm-hmm. find out.
We'll never know. The phone broke.
Yeah. So I guess just like maybe a 35, 36.
36.
Ha ha, John,
go.
I got you.
That's a 50.
I'm in. Is that too
yeah,
low?
I guess you're the new co-host of the podcast.
I would say that is not too low.
That's not too low. Okay.
Yeah, given those two things, I would say it's a pretty like not, I don't even think like the women are all that like objectified in this movie either. It does feel very like PG, like, or even like this is safe for cable during the afternoon. So yeah. I'm going to go 17.
17.
Whoa.
Yeah,
boy.
I'm going to go 8. It's just that one.
Oh my gosh.
Shot.
Wow. So does that mean that I went, because it's my movie, did I try too hard?
There's no such 30, thing.
No.
First of
you
all.
Could you could do okay. whatever
and also,
you want.
People have come in real hard in gaming the system, so don't you worry about it.
Okay, great.
And
great.
Also, don't forget, none of this matters.
Oh, come on! This matters. This is the rest of my day here.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, maybe you'll make up some points here, but I'd be shocked. Entrances with pizzazz.
Wait, this movie probably has that.
I would say I don't know. For me, what didn't rank? There's like John Lovitz has a fun entrance.
And then when you enter, it's sort of like we sort of drop in all the time. Like, it's not a lot of like, here I am, except for
Linda on the front porch, like Linda's return.
Yeah,
you just see like her legs at first, you know.
To me, yeah. I thought the biggest one was when Adam Sandler comes out of First Class playing the guitar.
Sure, that's a good one.
I was like, there you go.
When he had Billy Idol introduce you.
Yeah, now that's pizzazz.
That was magical. I think I cried again this time when I watched it. I was like, he loves her so much.
Oh yeah, was it different for you watching it now that you're a married woman?
I guess no.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't think it was. And maybe it should be, but I don't. And normally I don't like it when like cause they were both together with their person and then they both broke up and got together. And normally I'm like, I hate that because like, I'd like to believe that you stick with the person you love.
And that's it. Sure.
And that's it. But the characters, like they don't it's not skeezy. Like they like actually like
well, they
each
also
other.
I mean, they do a pretty good job of making the audience be like, neither of those people should be with the person they're with
exactly.
at first. Like
yeah.
no one's heart is actually broken in this movie.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I think but when he comes through that curtain, come through, it's lit, like so cute. Okay, sorry, so two good entrances
or, with pizzazz. Yeah, what would you give it?
I'm gonna go because I love that one entrance so much. 50.
Yeah.
I'm going 50.
Yeah.
Going 50 for one good entrance.
I think for me, yeah, it is pretty much that one entrance, so I'll go 22.
Damn. 22. I'll go 25. I'll give it 25 for that one. Giving it 32.33, which is 1.67 points lower than The Man from U.N.C.L.E. The only movie I can reference because we have a new scoring system. All right, our next category. Hell on Heels. Were there any like spicy women spitting fire, not taking any bullshit?
Well, I think you got Linda, who was Adam Sandler's like fiance at the beginning of the movie. She's kind of that. And I think even like Christine Taylor as Holly, like she's a lot of like, goes after what she wants.
And broken, very broken.
She's a broken woman.
Broken. Yeah. But she doesn't seem to like let all the slut shaming that they're like casting on her like affect her too much.
Oh yeah, she's in it. She's not worried about
She's like, what? I look like this. Yeah, I'm fucking dudes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, all the time.
I would if I had that body, yeah.
What about the
You think that
sister?
Madonna look is like slutty? I don't, not to me, it just looked like she's
I don't
like
think
a
she's
girl
slutty, but they kept
music.
but they kept making jokes of like Adam Sandler couldn't sleep with her on the first day, you know, like they like keeping like, of course you're going to fuck. You know what
She's
I mean? Like they do sort of like playfully shade her for being easy.
Easy. What about the sister, Adam Sandler's sister?
Oh yeah. She kind of disappears. Like she's in the beginning.
She
but
does, but they talk about how she like, you know, clamps the nipples. So that's pretty shake
sure.
no shit.
She yells
you know?
At her children at one point.
Yeah, she's not taking shit from nobody. But then she is gone for the rest of the movie.
Then she disappears. She gets raptured, I think.
She's like, my work here is done. Thank you.
But yeah, I think those would be, it's weak. It's definitely not super strong in the female strength.
I mean, like
the Adam Sandler movie?
Isn't that crazy?
The men aren't that strong either. See, it's kind of just like medium.
But at least there
if
are more
mayonnaise
of them.
Were a movie.
Yeah. Yeah oh man, no, burn. But true. Okay, so I'm gonna go 40.
40.
42, 42.
42, 42, 42. That's better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think for Linda, I'll go 26.
26. To me, I'll go 11.
Mark!
Sorry. Linda was just like a plot device. She didn't seem like a real person to me. She's like in two scenes.
Yeah.
If you grew up in New Jersey, she would feel like a real person to me. I'll say that.
I don't have that baggage.
Fair enough.
Oh, all right, man. It's got a 26.33. All right, our next category, macabre. How macabre is The Wedding Singer?
A zero.
Well, there is one thing where his friend says, like, there's going to be over 100 drunk girls at the wedding that I thought was very gross and upsetting.
Oh, yeah, that's gross for sure.
Also his breakup song where he says like, you fucking killed me, all that. I want to choke you to death. Doesn't he say?
No, he says,
I hope you die.
I hope you fucking die. Something like that. Huh. So that would, I'll give like that, like, cause like, a, like 5 to 10.
Fair enough.
Okay. I also think paying for singing lessons with meatballs, there's something sort of macabre about that.
It's like a weird barter post-apocalyptic.
It's a weird sort of like, yeah, like here's a goat kind of almost, you know.
God, that is a really, and then when she makes him eat one.
Yeah, especially she just puts them directly in his hands.
Yeah, I think I made my mom do that to me once because I was like, like she made meatballs and I was like, they do this on the wedding.
I have to try it. I have to see what it's like. I need to know.
What is it like? Here, Mom.
And how was it?
It was bad. It wasn't fun. I mean, it's just, it's more like then you only take a bite out of one and then.
You double fisted. You made your mom double fist you with meatballs.
You got to do it like the movie. If you're going to do it like all the way.
I suppose that's true. You're washing your hands anyway. You might as well put them on both.
It's a mess anyway. So yeah, it was. I think my mom was like, this is my daughter has cracked. This is it.
She is broken.
Maybe
she
this is when she'll come out to me. Okay. Yeah. Nope. Okay.
Wait, 15 more years, Mom.
She's gotta book something.
So like 12. 12.
12.
The macabre.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 8 for macabre.
I'll say 10. There are also a lot of like unfortunate like fat jokes that are just like bad. And like, I feel bad for the actors playing those parts
where
just a punchline. Mm. Like you exist. That's funny.
You know, man. You think someone might love you. Anyway, back to our story.
Anyways, you're the table of mutants that no one will love.
The
and
mutants
that's
at
funny.
Table 9. Oh my gosh. I love that line. I love that whole scene. And I'm really, now you guys are saying this and I'm like, wow, I missed that every time.
Well, you know, when you grow up in it, you know, you're used
to
it.
So you don't
it.
Notice.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Our next
sideburns
category.
Lady. I mean, I had sideburns. I lived all of those things.
And aren't you deserving of love?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
This is a breakthrough.
Oh my God! Thank you. Oh, when they do attack him, the mutants at table 9. That is macabre.
Very macabre. Mm-hmm. All right, our next category: dramatic lighting. How dramatic is the lighting in The Wedding Singer? I wrote nothing in this one. My notes
yeah, it's pretty much this. Just like, it's sort of like your basic comedy lighting.
The wedding,
like, everything's bright and green.
Even the wedding venue looks like Adam Sandler's house, looks like the bar. You know what I mean? It all kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a zero. It has great normal lighting. It's just normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3 just for the one scene where Adam Sandler is going to tell Drew Barrymore that he loves her and he sees her in her window in her wedding dress. And it looks like she's happy that she's about to get married. But what he doesn't realize is that she's role playing, that she's marrying him. And you just like, oh, it was the lighting of that is sort of like dramatic of like seeing someone through a window late at night. So again, a 3 for that.
3. I'll go to 5.
I appreciate
there's
that.
Like a shot outside the bar that has like some red lighting, you know, in, you know, meaning like danger.
Like, put a red gobo on that
there you go. Over there. That's all you do, you get 5 points.
Okay,
you listening, Vilmos Zsigmond? All right, our next category.
He
definitely subscribes to this podcast.
Vibrato. How would you rate The Wedding Singer on vibrato?
So in addition to literal vibrato, we also mean for this category, anytime they take something and give you a little extra, do a little more, kind of zhuzh it up more than the moment needs, but you like it. For me, what I think, first of all, there's a lot of singing, so there's literal vibrato in this movie. Mm-hmm. But the other kind of vibrato, I think that moment where Drew Barrymore goes to him and like he sort of yells at her and she has all those sheet music and she throws it up in the air as she runs away and it's just like a big cascade of pages. That time I was like, now that's vibrato. Like that's what I said that out loud as I watched it. Yeah, my downstairs neighbor was like, please.
Now that's vibrato.
I think this movie has vibrato. It has it. I don't know where, other than that, what you just brought it up.
I think that one guy's pubic hair mullet, that's kind of vibrato-y.
Yeah, like it has like it has detail, it has fun, it has like extra.
All the wedding decor is like very fun. Like I thought they did a good job making each wedding look different.
Even like the when the friend is running him through like drills, or when he's running his friend through drills in the limo, and he's like throwing, you know, he has like
the mannequins
and I love that scene. Like, there's no need for that scene. It's
right. If you cut that scene, you wouldn't be like, but yeah, what about that fun scene?
Yeah, yeah, it's just having fun. It's just like extra. So I think this is like 70s. In the 70s. Yeah. 70. We'll just leave it 70.
70.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's some fun stuff. I do think they could have gone farther with a lot of it, but I'll give it a 53.
53.
Thank you. Wow. This is huge.
Anytime like Adam Sandler screamed, I thought that was kind of like vibrato when he's doing his old like shtick.
Oh, actually, you know what? I want to change it because there is a lot of actual singing. So I'm actually going to go 77.
77.
Wow. Yes.
This is all pretty mayonnaise on bland noodles. I'm going to give it 35.
Whoa.
But there is a lot of singing, Mark. There's like the literal vibrato going
literal
on.
Literal vibrato.
Yeah, but it just sounds like singing. I don't know. It was fine. I don't like what he's doing, the affected. Like, he's just sing. You have a nice voice. Like,
I think there definitely were times where
he was so delightful. Like, I loved his Netflix special from like last year. Did you guys watch that?
No, I didn't see it. I heard it was good.
Oh, I loved
that. It's so good. I'm like, yeah, where's this, like, the sweet weirdness? Like, I don't know. It was just kind of missing from this.
It was in the last song when he came through the curtain and he sings that song.
All that pizzazz. Yeah.
That song. And then
I just don't see what I think Drew Barrymore is very cute, but I just don't see, like, what's her deal besides being cute? And, like, she can't drink. You know what I mean?
A, like, a slight lisp. That's kind of cute.
What does she want? She says she wants to help people, but what do you? Okay, beyond
she made all that sheet music.
How? But what do you want out of your life?
You know, I have to say though, like, when you're in your, she's what, probably in her 20s. She doesn't know. She just wants to find
he does.
Love. Well, he had his parents die when he was young, and that makes
that really
you grow
you
up fast. Yes, yeah.
Couldn't write one song about that. God forbid.
My parents died when I was 10. You want to talk about that? That's.
I was going to say there were moments where I'm pretty sure someone else was singing some of the higher notes.
Really?
Adam Sandler. I don't know
he
if you
sing,
know. I do. I think for the most part, but there were a few times where it was like higher notes and it was like more legit, especially that that ballad that he sang at that bar mitzvah, like sweet song. There were times where it was like, oh, they cut away for a couple notes. That it sounded like him, but it didn't sound fully like him. And I was like, I wonder if someone came, like, obviously if you were to do it now, you would just use, you know, computers to, like, you know, to alter his voice. But there were definitely a few moments where I was like, I'm pretty sure someone else has, like, covered a few of these notes or a few passages of this. I don't know if you know that, or did you notice that, Aaron? Maybe I'm crazy.
No, I haven't noticed it.
This is scandalous.
But I now will want to go back.
Not since
we
West Side
need
Story.
Answers.
I'll go back. I'll watch again. It's still in my DVD player.
There you go.
You haven't taken it out for something else?
You guys, it's the DVD with Wedding Crashers and Wedding Singer.
Wow.
What a double bill. Which one would you watch first?
And I haven't seen Wedding Crashers ever.
You're not missing much.
True. My grandma invited me to see that movie in theaters. My grandmother, who is like a very Christian woman. And I was like, mm-hmm. Grandma, do you know that movie is like rated R? And she was like, it's nothing I haven't seen. And I was
wow.
like, all right, Grandma, okay. Call me later. Let me know.
What'd she think? Do you know what she thought of it?
She thought it was fine. She didn't think it was funny.
It didn't go far enough for her.
Yeah, it didn't push the envelope.
If I'm watching a movie about date rape, I want to see the date rape.
Oh my God, is that what it's about? Okay, yeah, probably.
Isn't that what it is? Guys crash weddings and sleep with women?
Remember.
Yeah, that are drunk. Yeah, probably.
Gross. All right, our next category. Footwork. How would you rate The Wedding Singer on footwork?
There's a lot of dancing because they're at a wedding.
Yeah, there's
a
dancing.
Lot of like bad. There's the nightclub break dancing.
Yeah, there's a one scene where they're practicing the moonwalk in the bar.
Yeah.
That's true. So this movie's got it all.
This is up there with Oliver. Yeah, I would say
Oliver. Sure.
Consider yourself Oompa-pa.
What did Oliver get in this category?
No one's brought it in yet.
That movie's a snooze. Let me tell you. That.
There's also the like the all the stuff with like the plane and the drink carts and like pushing him away.
Yes,
like, there's a lot of
that's choreography.
Choreography going for you there.
I don't know if those wedding dances were actually choreographed though. I felt like they just had people.
No, but
like,
there's footwork. There's like dancing.
Oh, the opening number where that one guy keeps losing a piece of clothing every sure. every like few cutaways. Mm-hmm. You come back and now he doesn't have a shirt on. Come back, his tie's around his head. Come back, no pants.
It's getting wild.
Yeah.
So is this some of the best dancing ever put to film?
Thank you so much for asking. I'm going to say I'm going to put it at a solid 39.
39.
How's I'm that actually going to go
higher because I think there is a lot of dancing in this movie. So I'm going to give it a 49.
49. I'll go 30. There's dancing, but who cares? Like, it's not good or anything. It's not like, wow, I can't wait to rewatch those dancing numbers from The Wedding Singer.
True.
Giving it a 39.33. All right, our next category, spank bank deposits. Could you watch this and file anything away in the spank bank?
Hey, it depends on how emotional your yeah. the emotional spank are. Bank. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like to be emotionally connected.
Fair enough.
No.
They do go to a nightclub called Spanky's.
Okay. And I'm sure there's a cover charge, which is like a deposit.
There you go.
Just like a deposit on a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? I don't think there's
anything. I think it's just Len and his brief shot. I think that's about it. This is not a movie to like you're going to make screen caps of. And like
I will say that the wedding kiss, the practice, when they finally like have their little like moment.
Right. The music swells. And-
yeah. Yes. And I'll say that, you know, when you're Aaron at 18.
Okay.
Who you know doesn't know anything about anything?
No,
would probably file it. Would probably file it away as like maybe when I figure out what's going on downstairs.
Yeah,
I'll use this.
I'll have my sister watch me kiss a guy
that I'm not engaged to, no. And then
that's how you know.
Whoa. Yeah,
right. Whoa.
So I think that one it has a little bit of like. Like it's not supposed to happen and
taboo,
but you want it to happen so bad.
A little transgressive.
Yes. So I'll give that like maybe just a 10. It's a low number, but there is a spark.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go 7 all for, you know, Glenn's thighs.
Glenn's thighs make you come alive. See, I was looking at his back. Huh, that's how we're different. I'll give it an 8. Giving it an 8.33. And then the last of the canon categories, Aaron, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend The Wedding Singer to a gay person?
Well, maybe they just are like, you know, bored and like,
sure.
like bright colors.
They're trapped in a mine, but you're able to send them movies somehow.
Yes. I would say 100%. You got to watch this okay. movie.
So you're hanging out with a gay person. They're like, oh, I've never seen The Wedding Singer. You're like, stop.
I'm like 100% watch this
evening
movie.
Plans canceled. We're watching Wedding Singer.
Yes.
But I also haven't seen The Birdcage. You're like, shut up.
No.
There's time for that later.
One thing at a time. And then I'll let you decide what sure. you think. Because that's not my job.
No.
And I'm not going to put the pressure on someone to have this be your favorite movie, but I want you to at least give it a try.
Be open to the process.
Be open. So I'm going 100%. I don't even care what you guys say.
Great.
Fair. That's fine. That's why we each have our own scores.
That's why we'll bring you crashing down to earth.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's not a whole, I mean, I would be like, oh, is your school going to be doing The Wedding Singer for the spring musical? Then sure, watch.
I would hope not.
No, but that's what it says, is that it didn't do well on Broadway, but then schools picked it up.
Oh.
Like, and yeah, it was like popular
one of those
in the
shows that was, yeah, because schools were like, we're sick of doing Grease and Pippin. All right, let's try The Wedding Singer. It's cheaper than Shrek. And this, the scores are by the same people who wrote The Prom.
My junior high school did Mary Poppins, but like they didn't get the license. They had no rights. So we just did it. And, like, we're just going to do the songs. And then someone figured out the lines in between. It was great.
Someone figured out. Some poor mother just sat at home. On
I think they just transcribed the rewind. Yeah. That's all we did. We didn't have any permission. We just did it. And you know what? Audience loved it.
I'm sure. Chim, chim, cheree.
I love that.
Yeah, I'll give it. I mean, there's, I don't think it's like, yes, there are some problematic moments, but I think overall it's kind of like sweet and sort of bland. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think like it's problematic all that much. There again,
like
there
vanilla cupcake with no frosting.
Some people plain, love that.
No buttercream.
A plain cake donut
and a glass of water. It's like that. I'll go 11.
Oh yeah. My god.
11. I mean, I'll give it a 4. I'm not recommending this to anybody.
I made y'all watch it.
It's just
it,
not for
so.
Me. I understand. It's one of those things I remember was always, I feel like it was always on VH1 on like Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It was Sunday. A VH1 yes. staple.
Yes. Yes.
And I've I'm never like, where's felt... my Behind the Music on Fleetwood Mac? Stuck with the Wedding Singer?
I've never felt more like a old mom. Like I feel yeah. like I'm like a, not even an old mom, like a almost old mom that's still hanging on to being
still
cool.
Trying to be like,
yes,
here's something we can relate with, kids.
Yes, yes.
All right, now we're into the wheel category.
So these are all categories that past guests have brought in, and we've put them on this wheel, which is an app on my phone.
Oh,
we're gonna spin
cool.
it 4 times. Whatever category randomly pops up, that's how we will judge the movie. And then after that, you will add a category.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay.
There's a lot of pressure.
I'm excited to see what these are like.
Okay. Caper music.
Caper music.
What's caper music?
You know, like music that you're going to have play when you're like, you know,
you're
planning
like
a heist.
Running to the airport or doing a thing.
Oh, oh.
Like a Mission Impossible, you know. Mm-hmm. What was happening during like the airplane sequences? Was there caper music then?
I'm sure there was some 80s song. Like this had like... The soundtrack for this must be at least 2 CDs. Like many songs.
Yeah, it's good. I'm sure there was a little bit because it was kind of like that Home Alone feel of gotta get to the airport.
Gotta get to the airport.
Gotta right. get there. But not, I mean, and maybe a little bit of that, maybe when Linda wasn't showing up to the wedding, maybe.
They were playing Don't Stop Believing.
String version.
Oh, quartet. On the strings. Oh, that was beautiful.
That's not really a caper. Not showing
yeah,
up
okay.
is really a caper.
Yeah. I was really trying. I'm trying, you guys.
It's okay.
Okay, so yeah, maybe a 10.
A 10.
Caper music. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Wedding Singer.
Yeah, I think there's so many. I think there's definitely like music that's playing that's fun. Like I was like, oh yeah, these songs are all fun, which again was why I was like, this musical should just be the actual songs. Like they shouldn't have tried to write an original score, I
yeah.
don't think. So I'll go 13.
13. Yeah, I'll go 11. Sure, why not? Give an 11.33.
Now, Mark, are you just good at math or are you doing the in a calculator here?
I'm bad at math and I'm using it like a Google Sheets.
Very cool.
It's so cool.
I love
Is
that.
Is there anything cooler than a spreadsheet? I say
no. Not that does math for you.
No, my brother does all the formulas. Cool. I don't, I just tell him, hey, can you tweak it when we have new versions? I don't actually know how to do it. So if something goes wrong, you'll see me have a total meltdown.
It's real fun.
Very fun. I can't wait. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Butter Zone. Big
Butter
swings
zone.
With slang.
I feel like that's what was like missing. Like there was no like, they would do like 80s references, but no one said, where's the gag me with a spoon? Where's the Valley Girls?
One thing that I did write down was when they, right before the kissing, we're like, she was like, you know, church tongue. Like church tongue is a thing.
Oh yeah.
I love to say church tongue nowadays. I love to say it.
Nowadays, these days in a pandemic.
Yeah.
It's all church
That's all
tongue.
You can do.
No one can yeah. see my church tongue under my mask.
Exactly. So not guys, not good.
There's not
right?
a whole lot. No,
no. Frankie says, relax.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
That's a,
I don't know if that's like trying, they're just like copying old slang. I feel like they're not trying to invent.
Yeah,
new
they're not trying
slang.
To, they're not taking a big swing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Think so, of the Shins, new slang. Know what I'm talking
is.
About? Where are my indie
slang,
rock fans at?
Yeah.
New slang. Who dis?
Okay. So I'll give it a 10 again because it had
again.
A tiny thing.
The prequel
I think because
to 13 going
Church Tongue is like, to me, I think it's pretty fun. I'm going to go 26 for Church Tongue.
26.
Oh, that's awesome. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hear your personal trainer.
I'm good about myself. Yeah.
You heard that fake.
That's awesome. Good job.
You got it. Yeah.
Okay.
You're really good
more.
At this.
Three anymore. God.
Have you ever had like headshots taken? Like, I've had headshots where the person's like, oh, you're so good at this. I'm like, no, I'm not. Why are you lying to me?
They're trying to get you to get a headshot, you know?
But I could see through them.
Yeah.
Would you rather it'll be like, so the camera's not your friend, huh?
Yeah. This or seems just like, hard for you.
Try another tactic, because I don't buy it. Would you just say like
wrong?
Wrong.
Did you guys see the SNL sketch, which I hate what I'm even just saying, but like that they just put out, that's the Peloton instead of the Peloton.
Oh.
And it's like all of the instructors are kind of like talking down to you, and like it's instead of like being positive, and it's very funny. And I don't say that about a lot of SNL sketches. It was like, oh, show. This is right up my alley. Just check it out, you know?
Peloton. They don't have the writers that Danger Force has.
No.
That's right. Thank you. Wow. Hell yeah.
I'll give it a 11 for church tongue.
Hey, that's more than I did.
There you go. Giving it a 15.67. Did you have a song for your wedding? Like the first, do you have an idea for like your first dance song?
No, we really don't. And I wish we did, but we don't.
Well, it's hard time. If you don't have a song. I feel like there'd be a lot of pressure if you're like, you already don't have like, yeah. Oh, this is our song.
We have a song that is stupid. That is our song.
Perfect. What is it?
Fuck the police.
Yeah. NWA. Yeah, it's so fun. No, it's like literally so stupid. It's a Chance the Rapper song called You Need a Bag.
Sure.
Great.
It is our song, but you can't do your first dance to that. I don't think like we're like,
yes, you can. You absolutely can
do an orchestral version.
You can get someone to cover that, to do a cover for you that you could do for that.
That's true.
You absolutely can.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Make it your own.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next category. I was hoping that we'd do well on this one if we came up, but usage of a Queen song.
Is there?
No, there wasn't. I was like, oh, I bet there's some Queen song in here.
I know. I was hoping.
I guess they're more like late 70s, early 80s. This is like later 80s.
Yeah.
So nothing, right? Zeros.
I mean, well, hold on.
I'm looking
at
the soundtrack. Well, there's kind of Culture Club.
Okay, there we go.
There's like two Culture Clubs. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me and Karma Chameleon? Mm-hmm. You know, the Boy Thompson George. Twins. Heard of him?
Ever?
Heard of him.
Heard of him. Okay, so we can do a little bit?
We can do a little bit.
Come a chameleon. We used to play that.
Oh, Madonna. She's a queen.
On the trombone.
On the trombone? Were you in a ska band?
What trombone player wasn't in a ska band?
Because what else are you going to do?
I wasn't happy about it, but
oh, I, just, yeah.
I wanted
Either
to hang
a marching
with...
band or a ska band. What are you going to do?
Yeah. You got to get your reps in.
The ska band had better drugs.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, better guys? Hotter guys.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the it's not good either way, but
smellier guys?
Yeah, smellier, just like temperature-wise hotter.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and if you love checkerboard vans, you're in hog heaven.
Yes. Yes, and I did.
Girls, get yourself a trombone.
Girl, get your trombone. Play it really loud. Usage of a Queen song. What do you want to...
Okay, I'll say 15.
15.
Well, it's got Madonna, so I'm going to give it a 50.
50.
Whoa, can I redo mine?
You can redo yours if you want, yes.
I want to go 51.
Whoa, just to show John who's boss.
Okay.
I'll go 50 as well. Why not? Sure. Giving it a 50.33.
Thanks.
You know, it's all for you.
It's really personal to me.
Good, good, good.
Okay, here we go. Fun fonts.
Fun fonts.
Oh, 100.
Fun fonts in this.
100.
We got the 80s stuff, the opening credits, all 80s.
There's the opening credits, yes.
We got the all the stuff she wrote on the top of the sheet music that sort of like felt sort of like calligraphy-esque. That
was
fun.
Was that fun or kind of basic?
It was fun.
It was so fun.
If she had like a...
We're eating a mayonnaise sandwich with a glass of water and a vanilla cupcake. A little calligraphy is like, oh, finally, fun.
It's so fun.
I do think like the wedding venues, like when they had like the bride, the names of the couples, like written out. Those were fun.
Yeah, I think 100. I'm sticking with it.
You've 100. Never seen more fun font.
I've never in a movie seen more fun font.
These fonts.
So fun.
We are having fun. I'll go 77.
77.
That's essentially 100 in my eyes. Sure. Okay.
Similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I'll go 56.
Okay. Same. Right, 100 good. In Mark's eyes. Yep.
Giving it a 77.67. All right, Aaron, the time has come for you to add a category that we can use to judge the wedding singer. And then this category will then be added to, added the, to wheel. The wheel. Now you see how it all makes sense.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, I'm going to do the thing I like so much is the mirror speech where she is like, you know, I am Julia Giulia, right?
We do have a category called mirror motif,
but we don't have breakdown in front of a mirror. A mirror breakdown.
A mirror breakdown? Different.
Motif means something throughout the movie, you see, but one moment of that's just a different.
A mirror monologue.
I don't know if we have having a breakdown. I think that's pretty good.
We have screaming to the heavens.
But that's not a breakdown.
Not necessarily,
it's correct. The opposite of that. It's a collapsing.
No, what are you talking about? Like an, oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? That's not a breakdown?
I think a breakdown is different than screaming to the heavens. A breakdown, I feel like, could come in a variety of ways.
Right. You're saying that they're different. I'm not saying they're, I'm saying that they overlap.
They do overlap, but that's okay.
We also.
Well, fine.
We also haven't even mentioned once her mother.
Her mother?
Uh-huh.
And is also Monica Geller's mother.
From Friends.
Uh-huh. Same.
I mean, if you wanted to do like a Friends crossover, there's a bunch of people in this.
That does not make it gayer.
No. I'm just saying that we haven't talked about her, and that woman is obsessed with pregnancy.
We do have themes of mothers coming up.
We have something coming
in
up.
In both. In both things. I'm just saying.
Well, I think either we should do like a breakdown. This we should do like some sort of like breakdown in front of a mirror breakdown, mirror-based breakdown.
I think mirror breakdown jewelry. Has a good ring to it.
A mirror-based breakdown?
Mirror-based breakdown. I can't say mirror. Mirror-based breakdown. So what would you give the wedding singer for a mirror-based breakdown?
You have to give it 100. It's based 100. Off of it. Yeah. The breakdown is beautiful. And so much her acting to herself, it like if you kind of step back and like realize how sad it actually is, like she's in a wedding dress. She is going to get married. She realizes
someone she knows she doesn't want, she doesn't love.
Yes. And her mother has just basically told her, you just need to suck it up and do it.
Because he's rich.
He's rich and you'll be taken care of. And I wish I would have done what you get to do is marry this man.
Right.
And then she alone in her room in a wedding dress, which if anyone has done this. It's not so sad.
You're not in a good place mentally.
Not a week goes by when I'm not sobbing in a wedding dress.
I mean, we've all done a monologue to a mirror, right?
Absolutely.
Sure. And sometimes you cry, okay? Because we're all good actors.
Sometimes a monologue asks for it.
You have to. And then she switches, which is because you're like rooting for her to be in love with Robbie. Mm-hmm. It's one thing, but then to step back and go like, this woman is crazy because I'm Robbie Hart. She does it so good.
She does a good job.
Oh,
and it does like cause like a plot twist because you know,
he thinks
it could have, they could have come together that evening, but because of that,
well, you got to have a
mirror-based breakdown. Yeah.
Yep. So I think mirror-based breakdown is the way to go. And it's 100 for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll go 100 as well. I mean,
it's
the inspiration for the category.
Sure, I'll give 100 as well. Why not? Giving it 100. All right, now we are into the bonus category.
Categories we are rating from 0 to 10, and so they're just bonus. So if it doesn't do well, it's fine. The movie doesn't get penalized for it. These will just be extra points that that you get.
Thank God, because we need some.
Thank you.
We need it.
Boy, do so
we.
The first one on a scale of 0 to 10%, what would you give The Wedding Singer for musical potential?
A 10.
Yeah, you got to go 10. They've made a musical out of it.
Yeah.
They did it. Proof is in the pudding.
Yep.
Potential
it ran
realized.
For,
7 months?
7 months.
6 months is to seven? Yeah.
Not which great, is... apparently.
I mean, but longer than any show I've ever written.
It was on Broadway, so that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's no slouch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, how much money you spend on the sets for The Wedding Singer? Like, we got to fly in a gazebo?
I'm sure they reconceived the scene. In fact, they didn't get Billy Idol. So I think they end up going to Vegas and there's a whole lot of celebrity impersonators, is I believe what happened.
You think, or you read that on Wikipedia?
I read that on Wikipedia.
There we go. Now the truth comes out.
Can you trust Wikipedia? I don't know. I'm always dubious.
I think you can, for the most part.
For the most
part. All right. The next category.
When it comes to Wedding Singer, the musical, I don't think there's a big conspiracy theory.
No. They're happy for anything.
Trying to get misinformation out there.
So the next category, Queer Menace. How would you rate The Wedding Singer in Queer Menaces?
Zero, right?
Yeah, or maybe I think so.
Because the only thing that was missing, like, was Alexis Arquette to give someone like comeuppance or like tell the audience like fuck off, you know what I mean? Or like right. She's just kind of like a victim the whole time,
but never backs down.
Never backs down.
True.
There is the fun montage where they get to like play the trombone, play the clarinet.
Yeah, I love the instruments, but that's not Menace.
No,
so
music is not Menace.
Music is not Menace.
Unless you're Menace to Society.
Well, then that's in the title.
That's a movie, though.
And then you made it. Yeah. You made it.
When we make it a musical, then yes, definitely.
Sure.
Okay. So I stand by zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I'll go zero as well, unfortunately.
I'm also going to go zero, giving it a zero. All right. Our next category, character actress makes a big swing.
I think as much as I like Christine Taylor, I wouldn't say she does like a big swing, but I would give points to the rapping grandmother.
Oh, cute. Yes.
Is that a big swing or just like kind of like a cliche that you see in like commercials?
But I think that sort of made it the cliche. Like, I think that this, like,
we've
I
never
feel
seen
like,
a rapping grand. We never seen a grandmother do something a young person does before.
Not in 1998.
I think in this specific thing in 98, it has sort of like
the Rosa Parks.
That's the thing that's what made it a cliche. That
no
I think
one was, said that, Mark. No, no, I do. I will say when I was watching it this time and Christine Taylor, is that am I saying that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, when she said, I'm going to make this really easy for you. If we go upstairs, you're going to get laid. And I was like, if I would have grown up watching her in like Be Marsha, you know,
yeah.
It's like when Jesse from Saved by the Bell did that stripper movie and it was
Showgirls?
Like
Showgirls.
Yes.
Stripper
that's
movie.
Homophobic wow. thing I've ever heard.
Wow. No. But that's because
fix
I was
this, Aaron. Pull out of this nosedive.
Oh my God, help. No, but that's what I remember thinking it was because
like
that's what all of like the, I was like not old enough to watch it because of my parents, but also I was like, but that's how it was like sold is like this scandalous like switch. So to hear her say that last night, I was like, oh, interesting. If I would have been a big Brady Bunch fan, this would be crazy.
Gotcha.
A big switch.
But she like makes that with her brother in the sequel. So that's more outrageous than
they're not actual biological brother and sister.
But it is shocking for the Brady kids to make out with each other.
Well, if they made a big swing in that in a different movie, can it still be a big swing?
It's your score.
It's your score. You just
okay. I'm gonna go 10.
10. You've never seen a bigger swing.
Never seen a bigger swing.
I'm gonna go 1 for the rapping grandma.
I'll also go 1. Yeah.
Oh man, I made a big swing. Okay.
That is okay. You made the big. All right. Maybe you'll make up some points here. Witches. How witchy is The Wedding Singer? I would say it's not very witchy.
I know.
Not, the one thing I wrote was that Linda, the fiance, she had a smoky eye.
She does have a smoky. She kind of looks like Shania Twain, I thought.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and she does mention that she's a witch.
Does she? Well, I just came back from the witch convention and I realized I'm in love with you, Robbie.
Yeah, yes.
No, but if what you guys said is true about the pendant, then that is very
that is
witchy.
True. Uh-huh. That is canon, what horcrux. We said.
Yeah. Could be a horcrux. We don't know.
She so was Drew Barrymore like didn't look like she looked like a time traveler from 1998 who came back from the 80s. Who came back to the 80s.
Because they really only she got to wear like two outfits that weren't her like work
her
outfit.
Wardrobe? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then Christine Taylor like made hers like look more, you know, risque.
Right.
But you know, but she also showed her boobs to the chef so he would be nice to her. So what are we talking about?
Witches. How witchy
okay,
is it?
I'm going to give it a 1.
A 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go 1 for the smoky eye.
1 for I'm going to give it a 0. And I'm always looking for witches.
You are.
I'm very
he's always hunting for witches. That's that.
Just like the block party
throws them in the lake to see if they'll float.
Just for fun.
I would hunt for witches only because I want to hang out with them.
Sure.
And
sure,
learn their secrets.
That's what you say.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In the water.
In the water. I'll be down in a second. Broomhilda.
I'm just getting my eye of nude. I'll be
I
right
got to put on
some
sunscreen, waterproof sunscreen first. All right. Our next category, gay actors playing gay roles. Well, there's Alexis Arquette.
10. Great. Got it. 10. 10 out of 10.
A 10.
Yeah, I mean, Alexis Arquette wasn't necessarily gay, correct?
If I think queer, we could
queer,
say.
You're saying it's more queer.
Yeah.
I understand. I just wanted the record to state that, you know, I'll give it a 5 for that.
5. Because the part's not very big. I'll give 4. Give it a 6.33%.
Great.
All right, next category. Here you go. Themes of mothers.
Well, I mean, the pregnancy mom is...
Julie's mom wants her to, really wants her to... I guess her mom drove 5 hours to drop her off at work? Because she said at one point, my mom lives like 4 or 5 hours away.
What was the week of the wedding? So I'm sure she was around.
Well, no, it wasn't the week of the wedding.
It was like months before.
It was the wedding of Robbie and Linda that she was getting dropped off to. So that would make absolutely no sense. But she was pressuring her very much to do a pregnancy scare.
I think that she's like the whole reason why Drew Barrymore, I guess, is engaged to this clearly terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is that, a 10?
10.
I'm going in swinging these last ones. I'm going 10.
10.
I'll give it a 3.
3. I'll give it a 2. I think it's barely. I think it's still pretty.
Man, I was like, what am I going to be like when I'm judging my own movie? And here we go.
Here you go.
Plan to win.
Plan to win.
All right. Our next one, pearl clutching. What do we think the wedding singer is on pearl clutching?
What is that like?
When you're sort of like, oh, like
people are
maybe
scandalized.
Scandalized. Or... Okay.
I mean, I don't want to give it points for it, but there was sort of like some, they were like weird and like, who is this boy George character?
Right. But that's not like fun pearl clutching.
Right. I think like the bride hasn't shown up at the very beginning. There's a little bit of.
Sure.
Well, there was the moment where Steve Buscemi was talking about what him and his brother did. And then it was like, you know, probably hired sex workers in a foreign country.
Sure.
And and then the wedding singer had to come like fix it.
Save the day.
Save the day. So that was a little pearl clutchy. I remember
For sure.
Like the dad was like, you know, and everyone was like, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of that's grunting.
That's straight pearl clutching. It's just grunting.
That's how guys, and that's how like guys were socialized. Mm-hmm.
Tim Allen based his whole comedy career on it.
I think that the bar mitzvah where they're all grabbing each other's butts.
Oh yeah, at the beginning.
I did not like that. I did not like when Adam Sandler put a preteen girl's hands on his butt.
I don't know how that scene got okayed.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. It would not fly now. I didn't like that either. And I don't remember hating it as much when I was younger, not realizing kind of how bad it was.
Ugh. 22 years ago.
Okay. So what was it like a 5?
5.
I'll go 1.
1. Yeah. I'll go 1 as well.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. You're crushing it. All right. Next one. Quips. How quippy is the wedding singer?
I think it's quippy.
It's got quips.
Name a few.
Okay.
I know they're written. Did I laugh at anything at all in this movie? No. Maybe the clarinet. That was about that. I think
the
I laughed.
Quippy clarinet. Okay.
Is there any other kind?
Oh yes. They're definitely solemn clarinets.
I like when Billy Idol says, and this is coming to you from the first class passengers because they can do whatever they want. Something like that. That was very quippy. You guys are laughing so hard we can't hear it.
It's breaking the speakers.
It's breaking the sound barrier. Okay, fine. Not a big quippy. I think it's a quippy movie, but maybe it's not.
I think you could say that like Adam Sandler, when he's being the wedding singer and sort of like playing with the crowd and like doing that sort of crowd work, there's a little quippiness there, I think.
Okay.
It's more crowd work a little bit, you know.
3.
A three. And you're a fan of this movie.
Yeah, I just can't, if I can't back it up, I really, even with-
You've got integrity. To,
like one solid quip, I can't think of one. There might be one, but I can't think of it. So is there
one? And you've seen it how many times?
A million times.
You could redo, you could reenact the first 10 minutes flawlessly. Yes.
Just don't ask her to ever.
Unless you want to really sit there and struggle, you know?
Yeah.
I'll give it a one for the crowd work.
A one. Yeah, I'll give it a one. All right. Finally, we're into the iconic category.
Okay, so now we're back to scoring from 0 to 100. And these categories are more broad, sort of like larger umbrella categories.
Okay. All right.
So the first one, homoeroticism. How homoerotic is The Wedding Singer?
It's like a four, right? Remember? It's like the guys, it's like just
we got
the
those
one
two guys dancing. And then that weird moment with the old guy and what's his name? Not
the friend.
Sammy or yeah. Yeah, Sammy.
Yeah, four.
A four.
We're going low.
I'll give it a six.
A six. I'll give it a two. And I don't even feel good about that. giving it a four, which is 80 points lower than The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I'm going to have to see this Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie.
You know, you could do worse on a Sunday afternoon.
That's true.
All right. Next in the iconic categories, over-the-top wardrobe. I always write the over-the-top wardrobe. There's some fun 80, but none of it's like too crazy. It all looks kind of like Party City to me.
Which I think is like to me why it feels it's not over the top, but it's like kitschy, maybe.
It's like heightened. Like there's nothing that's like that insane, but it's not like, oh, everyone in the 80s didn't dress like that all the time. You know what I mean? It's like a.
Like the wedding
dress. Like I feel like it's
not. If you got like a
enough.
1980s color form play set, that would be like what Christine Taylor was wearing throughout, yeah. You know?
And the wedding dresses of the brides and like sure. Those are, and the hair of the brides, like those are, my God, those are
fun.
Yeah. So I would just give it maybe like a 45.
45.
Yeah. I'll go 41.
41. I'm going to go 25. I don't think they went far enough at all. Big fail. all right. The last of the iconic categories, camp factor. How campy is The Wedding Singer?
100.
The campiest thing you've ever seen.
Right?
Which might be if this is the seventh movie you've ever watched.
That's true.
My
and you stopped.
Yeah. Man, I almost did the movie Dan in Real Life. You guys would
oh God.
Hate.
Thank you for not doing that. All I know is Steve Carell. What's his face?
Carell
rests his face on some pancakes on the cover. I'm like, oh, this is not for me. A middle-aged man in a midlife crisis. Will he get out of this? Probably.
It's a movie. He'll be fine.
It's a movie. He'll be fine. You want to give it 100 in camp factor?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I'm comfortable with perfect scores now, so I am here.
Great.
I don't think it's that campy. There's some fun to be had, and like John Lovitz's little dance is sort of campy, and there's like moments of it. I'll give it a 37.
I just think there's like so many montages in this movie. It's like a montage of heaven, and that feels campy to me, where it's like, we don't know what else to do. Here's another montage.
Well, they do that cake testing, wedding dress try on, and they're getting closer. Montage.
Right.
Here's a list, quick other list of thing campy things I noticed. Children in formal wear, coral and teal color combinations of the 80s, a horny old lady, a gazebo covered with velvet drapes that hides a makeup table for some reason, a little kid swearing, Drew Barrymore's house looks less 80s and more 90s funky coffee shop, heckling at a wedding, nice women in rom-coms clearly dating awful men for plot reasons, a preteen sexually harassing Drew Barrymore, a rapping granny, a classic rom-com misunderstanding leading to a race to the airport, coming up with a song idea on the way to the airport, a flock of seagulls haircut, Billy Idol as the voice of reason, and finally, first class uniting in defense of true love.
I want to be in that first class. That's all I want in my life. Oh my gosh.
It's funny how much better first class looks now, though, but also that's probably why they're charging 10 times what they used to charge.
That's true.
I'll give it a 25 in camp.
After all that, at 25.
That's one of the shorter lists I've made.
Oh my God.
It took us hours to get through Showgirls and Camp Factor.
You know that stripper movie that Elizabeth Berkley did?
Yes.
I bet your grandma loved it.
I bet she did.
All right, finally, we're into the crown jewels.
So these categories, we don't rate them. We all agree yes or no, it gets the bonus or it doesn't.
All right, crap. So the first one, a 15% bonus for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Do we think The Wedding Singer has a positive portrayal of homosexuality?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so.
Absolutely
either,
no. Not. Okay. So it's not getting the bonus. Finally, negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
This is not the movie Boat Trip, so it will not be penalized 50% of its points.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank you. So that is it, Aaron. We have reached the end.
That's the end?
This is the end. We've only just started. I know. So how do you still think you got in the 40s or 50s?
Oh my gosh. I hope so, but it's probably not. I probably got in the 30s.
All right. Well, I'll tell you exactly how you did. Out of a total possible 2,203 points, The Wedding Singer has scored 879.67, giving it a percentage of 39.93, making it the 70th gayest movie, actually tying it with Ghost. So it's not as gay as Mission Impossible Fallout, but it's gayer than Topsy Turvy and tied with Ghost.
You pretty much hit 40, though.
I tied with Ghost. That is...
There you go.
No, I couldn't have asked for a better movie to tie with.
That's true.
You've seen Ghost?
I haven't seen Ghost.
Oh, you gotta watch Ghost.
But I know that I love that one scene.
Mm-hmm. They're making pottery.
Making pottery.
Oh. And I've made fun of that scene, you know, when you're making pottery once or twice in your life, you know. So I know
it's good to have in your back pocket. Yeah.
Yes.
This is like that movie that's equally as gay as The Wedding Singer.
No, but at least awesome. I've heard of Ghost. And so that's nice. I've heard of Ghost. Yeah, it's nice. Very popular. People have seen it. I just haven't.
Mm-hmm. Also made into a musical.
An unsuccessful musical. Yes.
Then I'm in good company.
You're very good company.
It just makes sense.
It just makes sense. I'm honored. And it
we're honored that you did this.
It feels right that I didn't hit 40, but that I'm close.
You're so close.
Pretty much 40, yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you so much for doing this.
Such a delight.
You guys, thank you for having me.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
I'd like everyone to follow me on Instagram. I am posting mostly photos of my dog that is new and cute.
Oh.
And I used
new
to be
and
funny.
Cute.
Yeah, I used to be funny. And now I just am, you know, we're all trapped in our homes. And so
sure.
Comedy anymore. But you can follow at Aaron and Melissa. It's two names with A and D in the middle. And we'll eventually do live comedy again. We enjoy it.
That's good.
You know, who knows? And, you know, we don't live in the same house anymore. So the jokes are just piling up. So
gotta back up.
Yeah, we got it.
You're constipated with jokes.
We're just doing jokes at my new husband. He gets the new joke. I'm just constantly inundating him. He would like to get out of the house. So it's,
fair enough.
You know. And then I am on Danger Force, which if you have Nickelodeon, you guys should watch it. It's like episode 216, I think. It's called Little Dynamite. I'm in the second scene, so you don't have to wait
perfect.
Long.
You don't have to commit for too long.
Yeah. my scenes are done by minute like 14. So it's like even probably earlier. So check it out. It's
a Quibi.
It's a Quibi. Rest in peace. But yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. That's all I think you can plug.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing your true delight. And
we'll be right back.
We're back. That was fun.
She's a delight.
She's the best. Did you have you're married. Have a wedding song?
No, we don't have a wedding song. We also got married in the courthouse. Glorious Van Nuys.
If you had to have a wedding song, what would it be, do you think? If you had what would your first dance song be? Something from Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, Sunrise Sunset, of course. I mean, that's British everyone's song. Yeah, yeah.
Sunrise Sunset, I feel like that's like a father-daughter dance, isn't that what? Is that too much?
It's more like a family because it's the father and the mother singing to them. But everyone like has the father and the mother, and then the bride and the groom each have a little verse.
Gross.
But, Did you say gross?
Yeah, too bad. I think the whole way. I guess maybe
Juba might be is there's a Best Coast song called Boyfriend that we sort of like. I used to sing.
Look
to
at
him,
you.
Like, a little sweet, whatever. Although here's a one fun fact for what I don't know how it came up. We came up with this, but when we like became like when we first were dating, we like became like monogamous and all that.
Official.
We created this sort of rule where if either one of us wants to break up with the other one, they have to sing the Destiny's Child song Bills, Bills, Bills. Otherwise it doesn't count.
Why?
I don't remember why, from? But that's just something that is just part of our lore. Is that
so have you broken up and not sung yet? Like I'm breaking up, I'm over you.
I don't really know the song that well. And so I've decided not to become too familiar with it.
For the protection. And once, exactly. I guess if you find your internet history, like lyrics, Bills, Bills, Bills,
the Devil in Paradise. Right, yeah, exactly.
Speaking of red flags, we got a message on Instagram.
Oh, let's hear it.
I didn't ask if I could say this, but I'm going to say we can.
Okay. You could maybe not say the person's name so that's okay.
Sure. They're not saying anything crazy. It's fine.
You never know.
Fine. If this is you, you have been seen. He says, hello, Jason here. Longtime listener, first time caller. He compliments me on a joke I don't remember making. And on the subject of wordplay, the Family Stone should have gotten 1-2% more in camp for the double entendre of the title, as their last name was Stone and Dermot's character was trying to get his mom's ring. Looking forward to the perpetual search for the gayest movie. I think a 1-2% bump in camp is reasonable for a punny title.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, the fact that we didn't get it also sort of speaks. I don't know if it speaks iller of us or of the pun itself.
I think I got it. I just didn't think about because it's so obvious. I didn't mention it. Is that terrible?
You're too smart for the joke.
I didn't think it was that clever a joke, but I love it. We just didn't mention it. It was like, I thought everybody knew that was like, oh, that's the pun of the title.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't think about it too. I don't remember if I thought of that or not.
You can't conceive of you not catching it, is what you're saying.
No, I think it's most likely that I was like, oh, yeah, this is the first time it has crossed my mind, is what I'm guessing.
I wish more movies had punny titles.
I'm not sure if I do.
Common Scary, if it was the scary cat and mouse movie.
I mean, sure. It's like underlining something, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well. Thank you for the right movie. Thank you, Jason, name redacted, for that comment.
You are seen, and we agree. A 1-2% camp bonus bump for a punny title is only fair. It's not getting it.
It's not. No, because that'd be too much work for Mark.
It's done. Because where does it end? Revisionist history. If we do it, then everything's, you know.
It's such a slippery slope.
It's such a, we just got to have, you know. Mm-hmm. We do want to do official rescoring at some point for some of the older movies.
Yeah, some of the first rounds. We'll get to it eventually.
We're always moving forward.
That's true. We got to look forward.
But if you want to send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, you can follow us at Two Old Queens, T-W-O Old Queens. Follow me on Letterboxd where I keep the current rankings.
Yes, or you can email us at Two Old Queens, T-W-O Old Queens @gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Anything else we got wrong, we love to hear it, even though it might not do any actual good. We do love to hear it and discuss it. And we like to learn. And then also we've got a lot of merch. If you want, go to TeePublic. We got a lot of fun stuff you can buy there at Two Old Queens, TeePublic, and there's a lot of fun stuff. And 40% of all of the profits go to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying yourself merch, you're helping people out.
Oh, and there finally, is one other thing I forgot to mention, John.
Oh, what's this?
This is in regards to your Julia and Julia. I asked our audience the whole...
Oh, gotcha. Sure.
On a scale of 0 to 100, how should Meryl Streep score in Gay Icons? And you're notorious for thinking she's like a 40 to 50%. Like, you don't consider her a top tier gay
icon. I don't
think
of her as like galvanizing for gay people overall.
Which is shocking to me. Because apparently 47% believe she is 75 to 100.
Okay.
She should immediately get...
So I like Meryl Streep.
You're on the wrong side of history.
Well, Mark, I'm glad you brought up this fight again.
Well, the audience has spoken. It's not just me, is all I'm saying.
Oh, sure. You've got receipts.
I got the receipts.
Yes, and also, and in addition to receipts, we also have a Patreon, Two Old Queens, the retirement plan. So if you want more of this in your life, go over there, and we really appreciate it. It helps us.
And we help
podcast.
You.
And we help yeah. you. And that's it.
That's it. We don't know what we're doing next week. We do know we are staying safe. We're wearing masks when we go. We're keeping social distancing. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a restaurant in a year.
Can't wait to go back to Cheesecake Factory with you.
Ah, Renee, how's my special?
I hope it's extra special.
It's gotta be. You love those waiters in their tight pants too.
They do. They're very well cast at Cheesecake Factory.
Or, well, the Beefcake Factory, as we like to call it. All right, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye. Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Connie Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Goodbye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.